Shalom, everybody! In our parsha, after Bilam's encounter with the donkey, Bilam continues and heads towards cursing Bnei Yisrael. Bilam and Balak bring sacrifices, and then the Torah says in Perek Chaf Gimel Pasuk Dalid, Vayikar Elokim El Bilam, Hashem met and spoke with Bilam. This term, though, is pretty rare in the Torah. No other Navi is spoken to that way. Usually when Hashem speaks to someone, we hear Vayedaber. But here, Hashem speaks to Bilam with Vayikar, Vayikar Elokim El Bilam. What does that mean? Rashi Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki, who died in 1105, quotes the Medrash, which compares the expression Vayikar Elokim to when Hashem speaks to Moshe in the beginning of Sefer Vayikra. There the Torah says Vayikra, Vayikra El Moshe. And both on our Pasuk and on the Pasuk there in Vayikra, Rashi says that these two terms mean two very different things. Rashi says that Vayikra El Moshe is an expression of affection. It's what the angels say to each other. Vekaraze El Ze. However, the term in our parsha, Vayikar Elokim El Bilam, is an expression that is usually used to denote an encounter that's more casual. It's an encounter that expresses reluctance, even contempt. Rashi says that the word Vayikar comes from the word keri, which is an unclean event. So Rashi says that the only reason why Hashem even spoke to Bilam in the first place was to show how dear Bnei Yisrael was to him. The Ramban Rav Moshe ben Nachman, who died in 1270, agrees that Hashem only spoke to Bilam because of Hashem's love for Bnei Yisrael, but the Ramban explains the word slightly differently than Rashi does. The Ramban says that Bilam did not work hard to attain high spiritual levels that a real true Navi needs to be on in order to receive Nevuah from Hashem. He says that the word Vayikar, Vayikar Elokim El Bilam, comes from the word Mikre, which means happenstance or accident. And other Mefarshim say similar ideas as well. Another beautiful explanation to these words and the differences between the way Hashem spoke to Moshe and the way Hashem spoke to Bilam is given by the Shem Mishmuel Rav Shmuel Borenstein, the second Sachashava Rebbe, who died in 1926. He quotes his father of Avram Borenstein, the first Sachashava Rebbe, who died in 1910. And this is found in a number of places in the Shem Mishmuel. For example, it's found in the Shem Mishmuel in Parshas Vayeschanan in the year Tafresh Ayin Zayin. It's found in Parshas Vayera also in the year Tafresh Ayin Zayin. And it's found in a number of other places in the Shem Mishmuel as well. The Shem Mishmuel is similar to the Ramban, but not identical. He says the following. Why indeed would Hashem appear to Bilam? Why would Hashem go to Bilam? Whereas with Moshe, Hashem called out to Moshe. Hashem told Moshe, come here. I would have thought it should have been reversed. Lahavdil, it's a great honor for me to go into the Prime Minister's office, but it's an even greater honor if the Prime Minister came into my office. So why would Hashem call Moshe to come here, Moshe? But Hashem, when it came to Bilam, Hashem came to him. The Shem Mishmuel says that that is exactly the difference between what Hashem said to Moshe and what he said to Bilam. The words kara vayikra vayikra el Moshe mean lehit karev halom, says the Shem Mishmuel. To come close, to come here, to come to me. When Moshe Rabbeinu was called by God, Moshe used that as an opportunity to improve himself, to get closer to Hashem. In the words of the Shem Mishmuel, Moshe Rabbeinu alav hashalom nit'ale. Moshe Rabbeinu lifted himself up. He looked inside himself and tried to do better, to be better. Bilam, on the other hand, stayed in his filth. Betinufo, says the Shem Mishmuel. He didn't change one bit. Hearing a message from God didn't move him, didn't inspire him, didn't motivate him to do or to be anything different than he already was. And the Shem Mishmuel says that that is the meaning of what we say in the Haftorah after Tisha B'Av on Shabbos Nachamu. The Navi Yeshayahu says in the very beginning of Perek Mem and Sefer Yeshayahu, when we read this on Shabbos Nachamu, Nachamu, Nachamu Ami, be consoled, my people, says Hashem. Dabru Alev Yerushalayim, speak to the heart of Yerushalayim, V'kir'u Eileha, call out to her, like Vayikrael Moshe, call out to Yerushalayim, encourage them to raise themselves up, to change themselves, to improve. They can do it. They have the power. They can be consoled if they're prepared to look inside themselves and make the necessary changes that they need to make in order to be consoled and to merit the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash. And that is the difference between the Moshes of the world and Lahavdil, the Bilams of the world. We all get messages from Hashem in one form or another. We all see sorts of things in our lives. But we have a choice. Will we remain the same people we always were? Or will we see God calling out to us and use that as a way to pick ourselves up and to be better? The choice is ours. Have an amazing day, everyone.